From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Forget about March Madness. Let's play Basket Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We have a great show for you today. Later on, we're going to be talking to actor Andre Royo. He first became known for his work on HBO's The Wire, where he played Bubbles, a heroin addict who finds his way to redemption. Andre now stars as a lawyer on the hit show Empire, which makes it look like Bubbles beat addiction, but then fell into something even worse. We don't care if you've hit bottom. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Millie from Monroe, North Carolina.
Hey, Millie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Now, is Millie short for something, or is it short for
it
Millicent?
It is short for Mildred.
Mildred.
Yes.
Hey, Millie. How are you? Tell me.
Thank you.
Tell me what you do there in Charlotte.
I work for a large utility company in project controls reporting.
What is project control?
Projects to do put in a lot of meters, and we keep control of things.
I understand. So you're controlling the projects. I get
sort
it. Well, let me introduce you to our panel, Millie. First up, it's a veteran of the Colbert Report and Late Night with Seth Meyers. It's Peter Gross.
Hi, Millie.
Hi, Peter.
Next, it's a lightly employed humorist who will be appearing with Storytellers in a Mission April 9th at the Latches Theater in Brattleboro, Vermont. It's Tom Baudet. And making her debut on our panel, it's a comedian and the host of Friends Like Us with comedy dates you can find at marinafranklin.com. It's Marina Franklin.
Thank you. Hi. Hi, Mildred.
Welcome to the show, Millie. You're going to play Who's Bill This Time? Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Ready to play?
I am.
All right. Here's your first quote.
And he put himself through Harvard Law School by selling his comic book collection.
That was President Obama laying out the qualifications of Merrick Garland, the man he decided to hang out to dry by nominating him to what?
The Supreme Court.
Yes, indeed, Millie. The Supreme Court. Justice Scalia's body had barely traded stare decisis for rigor mortis. When Republicans said they would simply not consider any nominee to replace him picked by President Obama, based on the Constitution's little-known no-backsies clause. So President Obama knew whoever he nominated wasn't going to get confirmed no matter what he did. We don't know why he just didn't mess with the Senate. Like, here's my dog, Bo. Look how cute he looks in a robe. But no, he nominated what was supposed to be a consensus choice, this older white guy, a moderate, who Obama stressed over and over, everybody likes. He's nice. He's smart. His name sounds like an old-timey Christmas tradition. Hey, honey, let's bring out the Merrick Garland and drink some nog.
Let's bring out the Merrick Garland and then not let it be part of Christmas.
I know.
We won't even be hearing anything from the Merrick Garland on principle.
I don't know if you watched the announcement in the Rose Garden, but as soon as Judge Garland stepped to the microphone, he started sobbing. Well, wouldn't you? It's like being a cow who just got nominated to dinner.
I thought it's brilliant what's happening here. It's like if you ever had a car deal go south on you, you know, where like the dealer just hates you and you hate the dealer. Years later, you go back.
Yeah.
And you say, I want to buy that car. I say, I'm not negotiating with you. I don't want to negotiate. I'm going to give you what you're asking for the car.
Yeah.
No, I'm not selling you this car. Listen, my wife's going to come in here. She's only going to give you half what that car is worth. So.
I think at this point we're really dealing. Aren't we dealing more, Tom, with your experience with a particular auto dealer
no.
than the Supreme Court? It you seems know, like we're talking about something else.
Well, when that idea came into my head, it made so much more sense than it did as it passed out of
it's like
my
this.
Mouth.
It's like you're trying to come up with a metaphor for something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, exactly.
And you've got a perfectly good one, and you think, hey, you should accept this metaphor. And then you just keep talking, and then you realize this isn't a very good metaphor.
No, exactly.
Well, I think what you're trying to say is that President Obama made the Senate an offer that he didn't think they would refuse. So many Republicans are on record praising the man. The White House played an audio tape of Orrin Hatch back in 2010 asking Judge Garland if he wanted to, quote, Netflix and chill.
Obama should have dressed up like a different person. And like someone they like.
Voice. Yeah, and they're like, my name is Daryl Williams. I just became president. I have white skin. This is the person I'm nominating. And President
way,
Williams, I like this guy. He's very interesting.
White face is always acceptable.
It is.
Just so you know.
It is. All right.
You know, he should have found like some lawyer or some circuit judge somewhere named Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
And nominate. Senate refuses to interview Alexander Hamilton. That would just work beautifully.
He should have nominated Mitch McConnell, and then Mitch McConnell's head would have exploded.
You're like one of those androids on the old Star Trek.
I must refuse myself. I am in a recursive loop of hatred.
For your next quote, Millie, here is somebody describing who he consults for foreign policy advice.
I'm speaking with myself, number one, because I have a very good brain. And I've said a lot of things.
So who is constantly talking to himself about foreign policy?
Donald Trump?
Yes, indeed, Donald Trump. Oh, yes, clap for Donald Trump. You might as well get used to it because it will be required soon. So you got to give Donald Trump points. Many people hear voices in their heads telling them to do crazy things, but few admit it live on Morning Joe. It's worth pointing out, in regard to that remarkable thing that Donald Trump said, that Donald Trump is famous for his adjective. Things are huge, amazing, unbelievable, terrific. But when talking about his own brain, he just went with very good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's almost like admitting a disability in his case.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Now, Mr. Trump, of course, won 4 out of 5 states on Tuesday. People are still saying he can be stopped at a contested convention. GOP leadership, though, the people who are against Trump, they say it's not going to be a contested convention. No, they want to call it an open convention. Quote unquote, like an open marriage, you know. It sounds fun and sexy, and then your wife starts dating Donald Trump.
That would actually be a great way to figure out who's president. Is you have a key party, and then all the Republican candidates just put their keys in a bowl.
Oh yeah.
And then whoever's keys get picked out the most, we just get screwed by them for 4 years.
Actually. All right, Millie, here Millie is your last quote.
I would also love for you to come with your wonderful, lovely wife.
That was a man in Cuba writing to a man who is, in fact, finally coming to visit next week. Who is it?
President Obama.
Yes, indeed, President Obama. Very good. Yes. Barack Obama is going to Cuba. That is not an email from your birth or uncle. That is actual news. Mr. Obama will be the first sitting president to visit Cuba since Calvin Coolidge. True. Around the brothels of old Havana, he was known as Howlin' Cal.
Can't keep him silent down here.
Yeah, I know.
You get the boy out of Vermont.
So the president, this is all true, and this has happened just this year, 2016 so far. He's hung out with Kendrick Lamar and Misty Copeland in the Oval Office. He's gone to South by Southwest. Now he's heading to Cuba for a road trip. It is not the last year of his presidency. It's the best year of his 20s.
That's kind of awesome. He's just going to, I think this is all he's going to do. He'll never wear a tie again, also don't think. He's not going to come back from Cuba.
No, why would he?
Wouldn't it be great if you'd see him fall out the door of Air Force One?
You know. Like Dean Martin holding a cocktail. Hey, how'd all these people get in my living room?
Bill, how did Millie do in our quiz?
Millie's very smart. She got every single one right, all three.
Well done, Millie. Congratulations, and thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me.